Hey, this is Katie Jeter with the Public Affairs Program here on KNDY. Joining me today is Marysville Superintendent Darren Schroeder to talk about an exciting program that the school started this school year, the Farm to Plate Program. Darren starts by explaining what the Farm to Plate Program is.
The Farm to Plate Program is a focus of the school district to partner with our local producers so we can provide fresh, high-quality foods for all our students throughout our school year. The district is committed to nurturing a healthy tomorrow for our students.
He also talks about the main focus of the grant the school district received.
Well, we kind of had four areas that we looked at with the grant and the focus, and the grant aligns directly with our district's vision, lifelong success for all our learners. And we really believe that student health is a huge component for their learning as well as having a successful life after school. And we believe that it resonates with all our stakeholders across all our age levels. And this is going to foster connections and provide unity for our community. We also, the grant will allow us to promote community-based learning. And it also allows our district to reinvest in our local taxpayers and community members and by purchasing their local meats and produce and implementing some educational field trips and activities with our local partners, which will also bring them resources and funds.
Darren also talks about how the grant money will be used.
Well, the grant money is going to be used in a variety of ways. First, we're going to use it to update our kitchen equipment. By upgrading to to more modern, efficient appliances, we can facilitate scratch cooking and local food processing. And this will allow us to facilitate more local foods on our menus. Also with that, our infrastructure and different things need to be updated so it can meet the demands of the new equipment. Also, we're looking at student trips, field trips focused on farm exploration and agriculture. And then one of the main components of the grant is we were allowed to subaward to a local organization, and we use Transition Plus out of Somerville, and this is going to allow them to scale up their on-farm infrastructure to grow additional crops and host students for field trips and also support local people and community members in the future with opportunities to get local vegetables and produce to their homes. Also, we're going to use this money to facilitate some taste tests with our students and so our kitchen staff can find student interest and what they like, and then provide opportunities to bring them more local foods that they would like on the menu.
He mentions the types of equipment that will be purchased in the kitchen.
We're going to purchase a tilt skillet, which will allow us to make fresh hamburger patties, getting away from all the process being shipped in. We're also allow us to make our own gravies and own mixes. We're getting a planetary mixer we're working on right now. One of our board members is working with and trying to get us some locally sourced flour. So the planetary mixer will help us to make our own breads and things. We're going to get some new convection steamers and ovens, some new kettles, some new dough dividers. And then one thing we're really excited about is we're going to get a commercial ozone fruit and vegetable washing machine. So when our produce comes in, we can have it all washed and everything. So that will help us out a lot. So we're really excited about that equipment that we're going to be able to purchase and what it's going to do for our kids.
This program supports quite a few local farm and business partnerships.
That is one of the aspects that we're really proud of at this point. You know, in this first year, we established over 15 local partnerships. In the first year, we looked probably that to double, hopefully going into year two. And, you know, we've already, approximately $35,000 has already returned to our local producers this year. And we are projecting substantial growth as we continue to build our protein calendars and line up those partnerships for year two. And then as we venture off into some of the field trips and the educational activities, that's just going to be providing more opportunities for our district to give back that taxpayers' money back to our local people, which is where it should go.
Darren mentions that the district will be able to begin using the grant funds on May 1st.
The district can start to begin to use the money around May 1st. And but the kitchen remodel, it's going to happen not this summer, but next summer, time constraints and all those things. But some of the equipment and other things will start to be purchased and utilized. But the big remodel of the kitchen will happen next summer.
Looking ahead, there are some long-term goals for the Farm to Plate program.
We've already started a little bit, but one of the benefits of this is we've started to be able to promote the importance of this initiative on the state level, as well as we really hope to achieve self-sufficiency in the program, how we operate it, and how we fund it is the long-term effect to be viable for many years to come.
A big thank you to Darren Schroeder for being my guest on this weekend's Public Affairs. If you would like to listen to this conversation again, you can always go to kndyradio.com. Thank you for listening. This has been Katie Jeter with the Public Affairs Program here on KNDY.